Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Punched in the face, chucked on the tracks.
Oh yeah, all of the above.
Somebody's gonna end up in the river soon.
Katie would order Cosmopolitan for like everybody in the room.
But I caught myself. I'm like, why am I feeling bad for a prisoner?
My soulmate's apparently on his way.
Engaged 19 times. Prostitution whore.
All right, we're live. Katie started it off with a burp.
Holy cow.
I don't think you got the burp in there.
I don't know.
It's a quiet one.
Those mics, they be catching things.
I have no shame with the burps. Yeah. No shame. Better out than in, they say.
I love that about you.
It's true.
Do you and Jack fart around each other?
Have we talked about this before?
Did we?
Maybe like early on in our relationship, but... So, okay, we actually had this conversation last night or something similar to that because we were watching Sex and the City, and there's an episode where Miranda is dating a guy. Like, she's going, I don't think he's like an official boyfriend at any point, but she's going on dates with a guy, and he leaves the door open when he, like, she'll be in the bathroom, like, doing something, and he'll just, like, pee in front of her. And this is, like, what, like, their, I don't know, third or fourth date or something, and she's like, girls, is this weird that this man is just peeing in front of me? And they're like, Miranda, lighten up. So then she decides, she's like, well, I'm gonna pee with the door open then. And she's like making baby steps, and she's like, wait, this is so free, this is so great. And then she's like in the kitchen making a bagel or something, and then she hears him like rip one and like diarrhea type, okay,
he sharted
like in the bathroom, and she goes, nope, boundaries, no. And so we're watching this, and Jack goes to me, he goes, does it bother you that I like come in when you're doing your makeup and just start peeing? And I'm like, no, I don't think that doesn't bother me at all. And he goes, yeah, but like not pooping. No, like we're not doing that. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Like that was like the extent of our conversation.
Wait, you said like, okay, yeah, as in like as you'd in, be open
like,
to it?
No, as in no, like absolutely
as in,
not.
Like you don't need to poop in front of me.
No, as in like, yeah, no, please don't.
Okay.
At least at this point in our relationship.
I don't think I would ever want somebody pooping in front of me.
I think for me, I'm also just
unless
like,
it was an emergency.
Just in general, like I'd rather if just no one ever does, even my closest friends or my sister. Actually, yeah, I guess like, I don't know. I just feel like it's such a private matter.
Yeah.
You know? And we had like a little micro chat about it before I shut it. I was just like, I don't even want to discuss this because in my mind, I think you think that I don't poop. So there's that.
I feel like I've pooped with people in the bathroom with me before. Like somebody or...
Like in the stall or like...
No. Like in a bathroom with like a friend. But like I'll be in the shower and they'll be pooping or like... Vice
okay.
versa.
Fine. Well, that's a little bit of separation. Okay. If there's no other option.
Yeah.
If it's like you're going to blow, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like at least at this point, and it could just be me being like weird about that stuff, but
I don't think that's weird.
Like,
I think that's very normal.
Yeah, I think it's
normal.
I wouldn't want my boyfriend pooping in front of me for sure.
We talked about it though, because I was just like, I like made a face and he goes, what? Like, I'm like, that's just never, no, not us. Not us.
Were you like, Adam pees with the door open in my apartment all the time?
Well, and that's, I think there's
peeing
something
with the door open, like, doesn't bother me.
Yeah, there's something so different about peeing.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't know.
I like, just, whenever I pee in here, I never shut the door ever.
Well, that's,
it feels like private.
It's
over
also
there.
Like, my bathroom
dark.
Is like out of the way of like the general
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with people I'm not comfortable with, I'll like close the door. Like, at Colby's like, apartment, if her roommates are home, I close the door.
Yeah, I pee with my door open.
Yeah, but that's because you're like, you know, your besties.
Yeah.
But like the farting situation, like I hold them in.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so bad for you.
No, I'm strategic. I'll walk into a different room.
Yeah.
Does he fart in front of you?
He has, yes.
On accident?
I guess. Or he just like let it happen, I guess.
Did you guys acknowledge it?
See, no, I just pretend like it didn't happen.
Oh my God.
No, I just like, I am so fucking weird about, like, I'm okay. And this is so funny because I'm weird about that, but I will poop in public. I will, like, at the bar. Like, I don't care.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm never going to see these people again.
I definitely do not poop in public.
I have no problem.
I get so, like, there's actually no worse feeling than if you're at your office and you feel like you have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I guess I do poop at the office. Though.
Oh, I get such bad stage fright at the office because I'm like, everybody's going to know.
Wait, this is actually so funny, but they started putting a radio in our bathrooms because obviously the silence is horrible. And some guy in our New York City Hub Slack channel.
What songs are playing?
It'll be like
Dua Lipa?
Shake it off, shake it off.
Like blank space.
Yeah, like some intense pop music.
And nice to meet you, where you've been.
Literally, something intense is always playing while we're pooping. And this guy put in the New York City Hub, which is our Slack channel for the entire New York City, you know, office, like this paragraph about why he thinks that there shouldn't be music in the bathrooms.
There should not be?
That there should not be.
Okay,
why? He does not want music. And it's like, why would you post that in a channel with over 200 people?
Well,
like,
he feels very passionately about...
I guess he did.
He wants complete silence when he's shitting.
Yeah, and everybody was chiming in and was like, I don't think we all want that. Like,
I like the music. Yeah,
who's going to be the one to say it, that like it makes it easier to do your business when you don't...
Occasionally, somebody will turn the radios off. And we have like 7 bathrooms. And I'll walk into a bathroom, and if the radio's turned off, I'm like, oh, I know that guy came in here and did his business and turned off the radio.
That's so weird.
Strange.
Very strange, but... Anyways,
just a little bit of
it's enough poop talk, I think, for this episode.
Bathroom talk. You brought it up.
I did. I was curious. Well, I was like, I wonder if they like fart in front of each other. But now I think it's even funnier that you just pretend like it doesn't happen.
So you both like look at each other and you're like,
I don't even see them looking at each other. Like, I think one of them.
Well, there's like no, it's not like a noise. It's like silent, I think.
Silent, but like there's a smell. That's what I mean.
Okay, so all of a sudden it'll smell like shit.
And then you guys just like look at each other like, I know what you did.
The way I'm picturing though, they do not look at each other. They straight up pretend like nothing is happening and are just sitting in filth watching the TV.
Yeah. I mean, pretty accurate. No, I don't know. I mean.
Katie's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about hard things.
There was an incident. Where
is the incident?
One of us may or may not have drank a lot of apple juice.
What does
you
that do?
Did you know apple juice makes you have explosive diarrhea? And it's pretty hard to hide that. So, have you ever had a lot of apple juice?
No.
No.
Yeah, but like for some reason the farting, it's just, I don't know why, it's just so like, I feel weird about it.
This episode needs like a trigger warning.
Yeah.
It's like the first 10 minutes are about poop. I'm sorry.
I think, you know what? Like, growing up, there was just like such a stigma surrounding like girls pooping.
Right.
Like, it made me feel like embarrassed that I do.
I quite literally did not know that girls pooped until I was like in high school.
You had sisters.
That.
Yeah, and they all convinced me that girls don't poop.
Yeah.
Same with my mom.
Hmm. Well, we need to fight that stigma. I mean, I think I'd say we really have with this episode, just the beginning, even.
Yeah.
Like, fighting the stigma.
The years really made me smarter.
You didn't have that book, Everybody Poops?
No, I didn't.
Apparently not. I mean, you guys know my Arkansas situation, right?
Arkansas.
How I thought that Arkansas and Arkansas were two different states.
Yeah. Yes.
You guys knew that, right?
Yeah, I think you said that on the episode
once.
Yeah,
we talked about that like years ago.
Arkansas.
A bit of state drama.
I was just like a sheltered kid. I don't know. Like, things...
Well, no, there were certain things I thought were a certain way until I, like, left our town.
Yeah.
And then I learned.
Yeah. I think moving to New York taught me.
It really taught me a lot.
Or
really
maybe just going to college. But yeah, our town really sheltered me from Arkansas and pooping.
Pooping. Yeah, now you see random.
And now I saw the light.
No, you learn a lot.
On the street pooping in the middle of the day.
That's true.
My favorite thing to say.
We've seen a lot of things. Yeah, New York really desensitizes you.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys seen the barriers that they're putting up in the subways yet? I haven't seen them yet, but I saw them on TikTok. Oh, they're tiny?
The barriers are like a joke.
What is it?
Well, you know, obviously people are getting chucked into the subway tracks these days. So I guess that...
Punched in the face, chucked on the tracks.
Oh, yeah, all of the above.
Somebody's going to end up in the river soon.
Yeah, when you walk out of your apartment, you are agreeing to potentially being assaulted at all times.
It's crazy. You really have to keep your head on a swivel these days.
Crazy town. But anyways, they started putting up barriers in front of the subway tracks, I guess, like with blocks in between where the doors are. So that you can obviously walk in through the doors. But
here's the thing about that. some of the trains don't stop at a certain, like, they pull, you know, like when you're coming down like the stairs at certain ones and you have to like run to like get,
yeah,
they pull up really far. It's like
further down the track.
Yeah, they, I feel like they don't pull up to the same spot every time they come to the station, like every train.
Yeah.
So what happens if the door is open and there's a fucking barrier in front and you can't get in?
Allegedly, they're only like a few inches off each time.
Okay.
Like they are relatively kind of the same.
Maybe it will enforce them pulling to the same spot every time.
Maybe. I haven't seen them yet, but I saw it on TikTok and I was like, oh, I wonder where these are.
Well, maybe they're at like high risk stations, like ones that incidents have happened at.
When I was at Penn Station the other day, I was like, everybody around me was giving me anxiety. I was like, there's too many people here. There's too high of a risk that I could just be chucked into the tracks. No, when
Punchgate was going on, I decided that if something is going to happen to me, I would rather just be completely unaware. And so I just have continued to have my headphones on like the loudest setting. And like, I look around if something is sketchy, but if I'm going to get knocked out, I'd rather not see it coming.
That is so Colby coded.
Okay.
She's like, just hit me. I don't care. I'd rather not know.
No, seriously. Also, if somebody's coming at me, what am I going to do? I don't have a taser.
You could just, there's a lot of things you could do.
Run, scream.
You could kick him in the nuts. Kick him in the nuts.
I'm not like, if somebody was coming at me, you would just take it? I would freeze.
No.
I know myself.
I would trip him.
I'm not one. I can't fight back. I literally would be like, okay.
I don't know what I would do. Here's
what I would do.
What?
First, I would kick him in the nuts. Then I would kick him in the back of the leg so they fall on their back. Then I will go, if they're still fighting me, you know the trick? Well, the trick. It's like you take your fingers hooked like this and you just go for the eyeballs.
Okay, oh, Karate Kid.
That's what I would do.
That scares me so much. I would get so grossed out touching someone's eyeball.
Katie's all of a sudden a black belt in karate.
Well, I've taken self-defense classes.
I think they'd be down before I had to go for the eyeballs. That's like a last resort.
I always do think that the eyeballs, like I would go for the eyeballs.
Like if somebody grabbed me and was pulling me away, then I would fight. But if somebody was charging at me, I would freeze.
Yeah. That's when you trip them.
And also, if somebody was charging at me, I would still see them with my headphones on. Like, this is more like a sneak attack.
Right. Yeah.
I would rather just not know.
I think they caught the guy that was punching people. So.
Yeah, but he's back out.
Well, oh, my God. I think
it was a lot of people that were punching
people. There's a bail, like, reform something with, like, the jail here that once you get arrested, it's very easy to just get back out on the street.
That's
like the guy who'd been punching people, I think he's been in prison, like, 8 times in the last year or something I read.
Good Lord.
And just keeps getting let out.
Wait, speaking of prison.
What?
I think I mentioned it. No, I don't think I did, actually. I watched this incredible documentary on Netflix called Unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Unlocked. And it's essentially, so you know when you, I mean, I guess you wouldn't know, and I didn't know, when you're sent to jail, it's like you, when you're awaiting sentencing, you're held in like a jail, but it's not like prison yet. Mm-hmm. It's like you're held somewhere behind bars while you wait, like figuring out how long you're going away and like whatever. So there's this like, there's jail where there was a lot of fights breaking out. And these are like full on murderers. This is like people that have done very terrible things, but they're also in there with people that have shoplifted. It's like kind of just like a mixed bag of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like two different gangs in there in this one prison. And I think it's a jail. Prison's like prison. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize jail and prison are two different things. Jail's like lower grade, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there were a lot of fights breaking out. So the sheriff was like, what if we just unlock all the cell doors and let the prisoners have 24 hours of like unrestricted, just they can mingle and whatnot. Because he thought that maybe because they were locked up for 23 hours a day, it was causing them to go insane. So when they were out for 1 hour, they would just like be fighting and whatnot. And it was very cool. I'm not going to like give away too much detail because it was a very good documentary. And it was like, there was like a mix of like humor, granted it's jail, but it was very interesting seeing how like people act when these are full on, like you start to feel, but I caught myself. I'm like, why am I feeling bad for a prisoner?
Yeah.
For someone who murdered someone.
Right.
So it was a conflicting emotion show where I was like, this is entertaining. And I'm like, these guys are like actually kind of okay. And then I'm like, wait a minute, Katie, stop that. These are like felons.
Was it them like hugging each other?
And yeah. They were like buddies and they were like they were crying and feeling sad for their kids that are out. I'm like, well, Katie, they shouldn't have gone. They knew what they were doing. They murdered someone.
Yeah. That's fair.
Anyway, it's very, very worth a watch on Netflix Unlocked.
I'll add that to my list.
Yeah. I'm like, jail just like amazes me.
I've been rewatching old Housewives and like, you know, the golden days of reality television.
I know. I started that last night after you texted me.
Yeah, I texted
you. I was watching Real Housewives of New Jersey, random seasons of it as background noise while I was organizing my closet this weekend.
Nice.
And then you said you were watching season of Beverly Hills, but Real Housewives of New Jersey is coming back soon. So I was trying to refresh my memory.
That's a good one to watch, I feel like, because they're like so nuts. Like the table flipping and everything. The table flipping. Yeah.
Engaged 19 times. Prostitution whore. Crazy. Such good TV.
Title this episode, Prostitution Whore.
I need to watch. I don't know if you can say prostitute anymore.
Did you see Teresa Giudice at Coachella?
No. Oh, I saw like...
She literally posted a photo dump with like Travis Scott, Taylor Swift, just pictures of her looking buddy-buddy with these people. And I can hear her being like, oh my God, can we take a picture? Her voice is so crazy and so distinct. And these people definitely had no idea who she was. Like, who was this crazy person?
I saw her in, like, the background of the video with Travis and Taylor at Coachella. Oh, yeah. Or people were commenting, being like, oh, my God, is that Teresa and what's-his-face?
Louis? Did you see the... there was an interview Rihanna did.
Yes, she loves the Housewives.
Yeah, so she was talking about, and, like, Vanderpump Rules and whatnot. And I'm like, I'm just, like, imagining Rihanna watching reality TV. And for some reason, I just can't picture it.
It's so funny. I feel like celebrities are just like us.
They are just like
us. Chrissy Teigen, I think, also loves Bravo. But it's crazy to think, just if you go on any Bravo show, that Rihanna will be watching you.
Right?
Yeah, she's like a diehard. Like, yeah, she watches like all everything. Of them. I think it's so funny. And with that.
And anyway.
Is it my turn?
I think it's your turn.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how are we doing?
Pretty darn good.
We've really covered shining. So many bases today.
We really have.
We're really like just an open book here.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. See what I did there? Jack of no passing gas.
Except Jack of all passing gas.
Katie, no passing gas. No, I'm like, I'm just mortified every time I need to let one rip.
Yeah.
Stop.
Jack is definitely listening to this too. So now we're going to have a conversation.
Like, where do you even go? Like, I'm so curious. Like,
yeah, there aren't many places to hide.
You're
in here.
A loft. Like, this is an open space.
No, I go into the bathroom and I say, oh, I'm just going to wash my face. I think he thinks I wash my face several times a day, which I don't. And I just go in there and run the water and just
let it rip.
Yeah. Jack, if you're listening, let me have my time. Do not say a word about this.
That's polite.
Because in my mind, you don't think that I have any flatulence.
She's just washing her face.
Yeah.
17 times a day.
Yeah.
Katie's very clean.
I'm very clean. That's anyway. Okay. Well,
how was your bachelorette weekend?
Oh, I'm up first.
You are.
It was fabulous.
You had the wild weekend.
If you didn't know, I was in Charleston over the weekend for our friend Jillian. Adam and I's friend from high school. Because she wasn't even in our town in middle school. She came.
Yeah, transferred in.
Yeah.
High school.
And then, we were friends in high school. Were you friends with her in high school or just in college?
I was friends with her in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, I was friends with her in high school like how I was friends with you. Like, it was just like, we were friendly.
Loosely,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, our high school class is so small, I feel like, that
everyone knew each other.
Everyone knew each other, was like friendly in some regard, you know?
Right. So Jillian was my very, very close friend in high school. She then went to college with Adam. And that is really the reason why we got close, was because of Jillian. So Jillian is the reason why Adam and I are sitting here right now.
Jillian is literally the reason that Match Made
exists. Invisible string.
Yeah, Match Made would not exist without Jillian, because she was like, I remember I'd visit University of Maryland and she's like, oh yeah, Adam, remember him from high school? Well, he's coming out with us tonight.
Remember that old thing?
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Katie's like, he can't come.
I'm like, I don't know about that.
Kidding. Katie would literally, she was like fully in her Sex and the City era, and we would go out to did we talk about this already on the podcast before?
I think we have, but refresh.
It must
have
been forever ago.
It's really, this is such a personality, like defining personality trait of college Katie.
Katie,
I don't
would
know
come,
if I know what you're gonna say.
Do you know what we're gonna say?
I don't know.
Okay. Katie would come visit us at Maryland, and like she mentioned, she would come to visit Jillian, but I would always hang out with them because I was really close with Jillian in college. And we would go to the local bar, the RJ Bentley's, which is a gas station that they turned into a bar to give you like a premise of like how quote unquote nice this place was. Piece of shit, but like everybody went. It was the fun bar to go to. And Katie would order Cosmopolitans for like everybody in the room. They'd serve it in a glass. Oh, like yes, a martini glass. Know this
story. Cosmos on me. I'd say Cosmos on me, ladies, and everyone would get the worst hangover of their life the next day because of me.
That was like when Katie was a full blown YouTuber in college and like nobody else had any money or any accomplishments in life, and Katie would be like, I got it. All the Cosmos on me.
On me and my beach debit card. My debit card.
Oh my God, I have such a vivid image of that in my brain.
Yeah, my Bank of America beach debit card.
Funding the Cosmos.
Swiped many a time at these dingy bars buying Cosmopolitans for no reason.
She was channeling her best Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. No, I was really in my Sex and the City era. Anyway,
it was fun. We were chugging Cosmos in the RJ Bentley's.
So curious what that bartender thought of that order.
The thing is, I didn't even know what a Cosmopolitan was, so they could have been making me anything. And I wouldn't know.
You could have had a vodka cranberry.
I legit think it was a vodka cranberry in a martini glass.
Probably. No, honestly, they probably thought I was so fucking pretentious now that I think about it.
100%.
They might have spit in those things.
Easily. I have no doubt there was a shit ton of spit.
No, they very well could have. Anyway, so Jillian, it was her bachelorette weekend.
Yeah.
I'm in her wedding, and it's my very first time ever being in a wedding, so I'm very excited about that. That's not till June. So she did her bachelorette weekend in Charleston. And I actually went a day early to see our friend Clara because she lives there. So I had like that day and then the bachelorette. So I feel like I was there for like a decent chunk of time, like 3 days.
You had a long
days.
Weekend.
Yeah, I felt like I properly saw Charleston. Like we did a lot of things.
What area did you stay in for the bachelorette?
We were over the bridge, like right over the bridge, whatever. It starts with an M. I forget.
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant. Yeah, that was it. Because I didn't realize, so she told me that Airbnbs, there's only a specific area in downtown Charleston where you can have an Airbnb. Like, legally. So there weren't very many of them.
Yeah.
And we found, like, I mean, Grant said you don't need to be downtown. Like, it was a joint bachelorette. It was bachelor party and bachelorette. So her fiance and his party were also there, and they stayed at hotels downtown. But I'm so glad we didn't do a hotel, because I feel like for a bachelorette, it's like you all want to be together.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to all be together.
Yeah, we stayed in this amazing Airbnb. It was this woman's, what do you call it, guest house, I guess. It was like her backyard house. Yeah. Like there was like a pool, and it was a really cute like mini house behind her actual house. And this woman, Danielle, if you're listening, she was probably like late 30s, early 40s. Probably, honestly, she was in her 40s, probably. She had like a slew of children and three dogs and like a whole like life in the front house.
Yeah.
But she at one point like left to go do something, and the dogs, she had like three chocolate labs, and they let themselves out. And these dogs were chaotic. Like, they were so cute, but it was, like, this one really old one that, like, we thought he was going to die. Like, he was, like, breathing really heavy. Like, very old dog.
Poor guy.
Then, like, another older dog, but he was, like, more nimble, so, like, not as old. And then a puppy that did not know how big he was. He was knocking our tequila sodas all over the place.
Aww.
Her neighbor came over, like, yelling because one of the dogs, the puppy, had slammed into her screen door and, like, broke her screen door.
Oh, my God.
So she then calls the owner of the house, Danielle. And Danielle goes, oh, my God, ladies, I am so sorry. She's, like, so apologetic. She brings us bottles of champagne because she feels bad. And she's like, ladies, like, have fun tonight. I'll recommend some bars if you need. Like, do you want to be dancing on tables? What do you want to be doing? And she's like, if you want to come back skinny dip, I won't look. Like, the last group of gals, you know, were up until 5 in the morning out in the pool. And, like, you know, I didn't care. She's like, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
That was sort of so funny.
I love that energy.
Anyway, so it was a very cute situation. We were in this, it was a kind of like a bunkhouse, but it was two levels, and you had to climb a ladder to get into your bed.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
After a night of drinking.
Yeah. So there were some treacherous moments.
Did you share a bed or?
No, everyone had their own bed. It was great. Nice. It was just four of us. It was like an intimate bachelorette, but it was the perfect amount of people, I thought, because we could really go anywhere and like didn't have to worry about we had reservations, but if we wanted to like go to a bar, didn't feel like a lot of people to get in somewhere
to mingle.
Yeah, so it was great. And we did a boat, we shopped, we went to like a few bars.
And it was like a co-bachelor bachelorette, so also the bachelor party was there as well.
The first day was just the girls, like we just did our own things, and then the next day we like did brunch with the guys, we did shopping on our own. What else did we do? Dinner. And then we went out to Uptown Social, which was so fun. We spent the entire night there. We were so fucked up. Love. Oh my God. And then the next day, I was a broken woman at the airport. A broken woman.
At least it's a tiny airport.
Yeah, but you'd see like these like people with their shit together, these like adults like wearing like
Lily Pulitzer and wedges.
And then I was just a shell of a human. My eyes looked like they were bright red. I looked at myself in my phone. I'm like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
Did you guys all travel together? Like back to the city?
Just Jess and I.
Okay.
Jess was on the trip. Also Adam's friend from college.
Yeah.
And we went together. And we like, there was one guy from the bachelor party that was also there. And it was one of those things. He's a super nice guy. But Jess and I see him and we're like, should we go say hi? We're like, no, we're going to pretend like we don't see him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not because like he's a terrible guy.
Wait, which guy was it?
Just one of the guys on the trip. And he, like, one of the Bachelor.
Oh. I thought that he met a guy who was on The Bachelor.
No.
Like, the TV show.
Well, Colby was ready to be like,
absolutely wait, which not. One? No, it was one of the guys from, like, the groomsmen party.
Yeah.
And we both were like, no. And this guy was also, like, he was very nice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. Like, I can't.
I think
down.
That's totally fair, yeah.
I'm a shell of a human. No, but then, when we landed, I was like, I ran off the plane. I'm like, get me home.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even see where Jess went. I was like, we both like made a pact to like, when we get off the plane, we are off the plane. We are not waiting for each other. We are just getting the fuck out of there. So I got off the plane and then I like ran to the bathroom. I get out of the bathroom and I see the guy and he looks at me and I look at him and we're like, hey.
Yeah.
And then we proceed to walk with each other 55 gates baggage claim. Because what else are we going to do? We are both way too nice to be like, hey, can we not speak to each other anymore?
Respectfully, my headphones are back on.
Anyway.
You were probably so stressed out when you walked out of the bathroom.
And saw him because I knew I couldn't avoid it. And I'm way too fucking nice to pretend like I didn't see him. Anyway. But then I got home. And Jack
left you a spread.
Jack got me all these treats.
So nice.
Yeah, he got me two different Gatorade flavors because he didn't know which one I was in the mood for. And then brownies right there. And then
I've been helping myself.
Milk duds. They're very good. Milk duds and grapes because he wasn't sure if I was in a healthy mood or unhealthy mood.
What a sweetie.
I'm like, that is a good guy.
That is
a good guy. Anyway, that's very sweet.
But that was the weekend. It was very fun.
That is very fun.
Yeah, Charleston. I want to go back with our friends.
Yeah
I love Charleston.
I've been, but with my family, like never with like
I'm going in 2 friends. weeks.
Yes.
So fun.
Colby keeps copying me.
I know.
I went to I'm London. You went to London. You. What's that TikTok sound? My wedding was in Italy.
Oh right.
What is it?
It's Kim Kardashian rallying off what Courtney does to copy her. She's like, I had my wedding in Italy, she had her wedding in Italy.
Love that. Well, it sounds like a fun weekend for you, Kathy.
How was your weekend? What did you guys do?
Colby
Adam stood me up.
I did not stand you up.
T.
Twice.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Colby invited... You're talking about brunch?
I don't even remember a brunch.
What else did I stand you up at?
Oh, so he stood you up 3 times.
No. I told her I wasn't coming to brunch. Colby was going to brunch with some other gays. And
oh, yeah.
And I was, and she was like, or no, this is what happened. I was like, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? And she was like, I can't tell you. I was like,
oh yeah, because Adam says we can't have any gay friends besides him.
It's true, they can't.
Even though I was friends with these gays before I even knew Adam.
That doesn't, you think that's an excuse? That's a silly little
and
excuse.
And they literally were like, I don't know how I haven't met Adam yesterday.
In your head, you're like, I know exactly.
No, what. I told them. I was like,
you told them?
I was like, I told him he should come and there's a seat for him there. And they were like, yeah, why isn't he here? I was like, he doesn't like it when I hang out with other gay guys.
Colby, what?
They thought it was funny.
Did you say that?
Because it's true.
Thrown under the bus.
They thought it was funny.
I'm sweating. You can't be outing me like
they
that.
Thought it was funny.
Okay,
I said it in a joking way.
Okay, good. It is like a joke.
Is it?
No, but then Colby was texting me and she was like, you should meet them. I feel like you would like them. And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, let's plan a date.
Yeah.
So we're planning a date. But that wasn't one of my standing up, Colby. My thing
Adam was going to personal train me.
I was going to personal train her, and then it was Sunday morning, but I needed like a full night's sleep. And so I woke up at like 9:15, and Colby had texted me at like 8:57.
Yeah.
And I texted her back at like 9:25.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, because we had plans to go to the gym in the morning. I didn't realize that the plans were like a hard 9 a.m., but then I went back in my text and I saw that she had suggested 9 a.m.
I said, if we're going, we're going to have to go early, like 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, that's fine. I texted her back within 25 minutes. She allegedly was at my door.
I did. I can show you on my Strava. I can literally show you on my Strava when I texted you hello. And when I hadn't heard from you, I had already assumed that you were still sleeping. But it didn't matter. I just then walked down, like kept walking downtown. I didn't stand outside and wait.
Like, well, I was going to say objectively, if she really, like, she could have called me. Like, if it was really that important that I...
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you could have called him.
Did I stand you up another time, though? I did feel bad, though, because then I went back in our text and I was like, oh, fuck, she did say 9 a.m.
It's okay.
Well, so I was a little late.
But sounds like she said like 9.
She did say like 9.
I think like 9 implies not a hard 9.
Yeah, but he wasn't even awake.
No, but you said that.
That's true, but I didn't realize you were going to be at my front door at 9 a.m.
True.
I wouldn't be able to roll out.
I said I had plans at noon.
So you did say that. You
logistically
did say that.
For me. Yeah,
to get ready and stuff.
Go to the gym, work out, and then get home, shower, fully get ready. That's like, I needed to work out at 9 a.m.
That's facts, but I'm going to defend myself a little bit here. I texted you back at 9:27. I know the exact time I texted you back was 9:27.
Guys, there's like tea right now.
And then I double texted you because you didn't text me back. I texted you.
Stop looking me in the eye.
I texted you at 10 and I was like.
Yeah, he's looking at me.
I was like, do you want us to work out? And you were like, no, it's too late. I said
call time was 9 a.m., babes.
Yeah, you did say that.
Okay, so this is a gym. Thrilling conversation of how you guys didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, we're boring to people. This
No, I'm entertained, but like, what did you guys actually do? Because it seemed like both of you were doing very fun things. So please tell the crowd.
Oh, Friday night, I was a full-on menace to society. Like, I was...
Yeah, you were out and about.
I was psychotic. I had every single type of alcohol that you can possibly have that night. All right, as summer winds down, I'm all about refreshing my wardrobe with staple pieces for the season ahead. Quince nails it with luxe essentials that feel effortless and look polished. Perfect for layering and mixing, their styles are so versatile, I find myself reaching for them again and again. One of my favorite things about Quince is that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes that makes the quality so amazing.
Think chic cashmere and cotton sweaters starting at just $40. The best part about Quince is that everything is half the cost of similar brands. I personally love my packing cubes. You guys know I won't shut up about them, but it's because they're so good. I just used them for a wedding I went to, and I'm about to pack for 2 weeks in the Hamptons, so I'm really excited to use those to make all of my things so organized. And they zip and compress, which is amazing.
As the weather gets a little bit cooler, one of the things that I got from Quince that I'm obsessed with are their 100% European linen relaxed long sleeve shirt. The long sleeves are perfect for the fall, and I've been wearing it almost every single day, and I cannot wait to wear it more this fall.
Looking forward to fall? Elevate your wardrobe essentials with Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
My trajectory was, I don't even think I like had that crazy of plans, but Chi-Chi, her friend from LA, is moving to the city.
Oh, cool.
And so she was like, and I had met the friend at Chi-Chi's birthday party, and I sat next to her for like 3 hours at this dinner. So I was familiar and like...
acquainted.
We got along really well, me, her, and Iria. And so she had told me before, like, hey, I'm moving to the city. Like, I need friends. Would love to, you know, meet up when I get there. And so anyways, Chi-Chi was like, oh, do you want to come to dinner with me and my friend who's moving to the city? And I was like, yeah, of course. So then I decided to go to dinner with them. We were going to try to walk into Raff's, which is like really hard to walk into.
Oh, I've been hearing about this Raff's.
So good.
I love it there.
Yeah, is it Italian?
It's French, technically. Oh. I Never think. Mind. But they have pasta.
Yeah.
Salad, meat.
It's kind of like the, you know, nouveau, like, new...
It's like cafe bistro vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like new American. I feel like with, like, brasserie. French inspiration type okay. deal.
Oh, I love a brasserie.
Very yeah. good. It's so good. When me, Colby, Seb, and Shay went, it was amazing. But anyways, they also own the Musket Room, which is a cocktail bar.
Oh.
And so the girls tried to put in our name for three people at Raft's, and then they were like, oh, we, you know, we can seat you in probably like an hour, but why don't you go to the Musket Room, which is down the street, and get a drink. So I met them at the Musket Room. We ended up having a drink there. The bartender is like aggressively flirting with me the entire time.
Flirting with you.
Yeah. So it was kind of just like a fun little start to the night.
That's so fun.
For the three of us.
Wait, I love that.
And then from there, we weren't able to get into Raft's, so we ended up Ubering to Libertine. Do you know Libertine?
Yeah.
So I hadn't heard of Libertine, but it's Hudson. In the West Village.
I've never heard of that. Where is it?
It's on Hudson Street.
Oh. And
is it Christopher? By Hudson maybe? Clearwater, kind of?
It's a little further up. Oh, okay. It's closer to like Blackstone, the coffee place. Yep.
Okay.
But I highly recommend. It was amazing.
Oh my God. What? I know Libertine. Isn't that new? As of like a year ago?
It's on the newer side. Yeah.
It seems newish. I actually hadn't heard of it before.
Is it blue?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I think it's like a yearish.
Yeah.
Like post COVID.
Yeah.
Which I always think was a year ago, but it wasn't a year ago. 5 years. That was exactly. a long time ago, yeah. actually.
No. But the girl we were with, she was like, oh, okay. I know the owners. Like, I think we'll be able to just walk in. And I was like, oh, perfect. Like, we'll walk in. Hopefully it'll be comped because she knows the owners. Like, we're just like, we're set. We're set for the night. And so we go to this place, we walk in. The owners immediately see her from the bar. The place is packed to the brim, and the hostess was just like, there's no way we're going to be able to see you guys. The owners see her from the bar, and they run up and they're hugging her, and like they're like, oh my gosh, thank God, like so glad you made it here, like, oh my how's God, the imagine? Move process going, whatever.
Imagine.
And then she's like, oh, I'm gonna run to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom. The owner literally goes to the host and is like, make it happen for her, make it happen. It was like so aggressive.
Make it happen.
And Chi-Chi and I were just standing there laughing so hard because
wow, she's
so funny.
Pull. How cool.
They straight up made a table for us at the thing.
Okay.
So we were there for a while. Did like the whole thing. We had like orange wine, we had espresso martinis for dessert, they gave us out some glasses of champagne, and then next thing you know, we're in Dime Square. So then we Ubered over to Dime Square to see this DJ at
Dime
this wine
Square
bar.
Is all the rage. Wait, you went to Ladive
after this wine bar? So we went to a wine bar first in Dime
Which
Square
one?
I forget what it was called, but there was this DJ there. Okay. That we went to.
Yeah,
so cool. And then so after that we went out to Ladive. It's apparently pronounced Ladive. I like to call it Ladive.
You say that because Julia says Lady, said
really?
Ladive when we went there, and I was like, is that how, because I would call it Ladive because that's how it's spelled, but then she said that, so I think then we all picked it
up. Wait, I totally picked it up from that. Yeah. I thought she was right.
I thought that was right because that's like how I was introduced
to
the place.
Oh my God, how embarrassing. I've been calling it Ladive ever fucking since.
I literally was like... Also, how is that Dive?
Yeah, newsflash, it's not. It's Ladive.
But you know what? It makes sense. Because, I mean, I don't think it's a dive bar.
Oh, like a dive bar.
But it's like Ladive. Yeah, like, it's like, Ladive. Let's make it fancy, dive.
Yeah.
It's the dive.
Right.
Like the dive bar, Ladive.
Yeah.
Wow.
But honestly, Ladive was so much fun. Like, such a fun going out spot. And everybody there was hot as fuck. Like,
did you go down the basement?
Everybody is so artsy and cool over there.
So artsy, so cool. There were gays, there were straights, like everybody was hot as fuck. Like, it was just like it was like a little swamp of just hot people.
I love it.
The wine bar is called Cellar 36.
Yep, that's one.
A hot swamp.
Cellar 36 also was so cute. We should totally go back there too. Like, this entire experience in Dime Square was honestly so fun because then after Ladive closed, or we like kind of closed out Ladive.
Yeah.
Then we were like, oh, like we're having a night. Like, let's like go somewhere else. And then we went to this other dive bar that was close by and like played pool with these random guys.
Oh, fun.
It was just like a fun, like whatever night, but
spontaneous New York City.
You know where I love over there is Casino. That's where the Equinox party was that I went to.
Oh,
Casino.
I don't think I knew that one.
That's where you made out with the model?
Yeah.
Oh, love.
It's guys, very
Dime
cool.
Square, I'm telling you, we got to.
No, I know. I like it over there a lot. And especially now that it's nice out.
Yeah.
They have such a good outdoor seating arrangement because the street's blocked off to traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just tables in the street, people mingling and drinking in the street. It's so nice.
It was so fun.
It feels European almost in
a way. It's so European over there. I will say, like, the European in me came out and I was like smoking cigs, and I never smoke cigs ever, but somebody brought out a cigarette and I was like, oh my God, I kind of need to practice for Paris. Like, can I hit that? And I did, and I did not like it at all. I was like, this is not for me.
Wait, drunk Siggy.
Do you know why it's called Dime Square?
People invented it like 2 years ago. Yeah, I was going
to
say, I think
real estate agents invented it to make it like a cool place to sell real estate.
Dimes is a restaurant located at the intersection of Canal and Division Street on the Lower East Side. The nickname has transitioned from a term used, quote, jokingly, to one used semi-seriously.
Interesting.
So, Dimes. Is, imagine being Dimes and being like, we invented this
I've
place.
I've heard of that restaurant.
I've never heard of this.
When I lived over there.
Katie, you should do it for Found Objects.
Yeah, you should. Oh.
The history of Dime Square.
Doesn't look that cool.
Oh.
I'm being judgy as hell right now.
Dime Square itself is so cool, though. Like, so yeah, I would totally go back out there, and it's so fun because I feel like everything is so close and walkable.
Right.
And like you mentioned, like everybody is so hip and well-dressed and hot and just like, there's a lot of attractive people over there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
It's a healthy restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Health-conscious New Yorkers flock to enjoy a laid-back wellness experience with cocktails, of course.
I love that.
Anyway.
Of course.
Cool. But okay, so that sounds like fun.
I literally didn't get home until 3 a.m. So Saturday I was like a dead body, but of course I still woke up.
Because you had 5 birthdays.
I know, but at the night I was a dead body. It was so funny. Everybody was yamming me being like, you really are always at a birthday. And I was like, it's I don't know why people think I'm kidding. Like, I am always at a birthday.
How many did you have? 2?
I just had 2 that day.
Just 2.
Yeah. A little rooftop event and then a dinner in Little Italy.
Love.
It was fun. And then I sent myself home. They all went out after the dinner at Little Italy. I did like a sly Irish exit. Like, they were all talking at dinner, like, oh, where should we go out? Like, let's go to Spring Lounge or whatever. And in my head, I'm like, I'm definitely walking them to Spring Lounge and then dropping them off and leaving.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anybody trying to convince me to stay, you know? So I was like, you guys are good.
Yeah.
You made it.
I was like, have a fun night. I'm out of here. Bye.
Once you get it in your head, you're like, I'm out.
Exactly. So that was my weekend. It was fun.
Love.
What'd you get up to, Colb?
I was trying, I spent all my money last week,
when you were
2 weeks ago, when I was on my trip. Yeah. So I was like, I need to be a good girl.
Good.
And so, and also the exhaustion from my trip finally caught up to me when I was at work Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Like 3 p.m. hit on Wednesday and my eyes felt like sandpaper and I was like, I don't know if my allergies are acting up or if I'm starting to get sick feeling. Sort of thing. And then I still felt that way Thursday. And I just needed some good sleep and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I tried to do this weekend. I had some people over for dinner Saturday night because the sun came out, which was magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday was such a pretty day.
Broken balcony a little bit. And then I took like 7 jackets out of my closet because I had reached a point where I couldn't even slide hangers down on my closet rod anymore because it was so overstuffed. So I took some jackets out and now I can move things around in there a little bit. And I meant to build the shoe rack that I bought.
Oh, your shoe rack didn't get built.
I haven't done it yet.
I thought you were going to do that.
I know. I might do it tonight. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe a good tiny project.
Yeah.
See, in theory, I have a shoe rack. And in theory, I thought, oh my God, this is going to solve all my problems. I have too many fucking shoes for the shoe rack. So it ends up being a shoe rack and then like an island of shoes around it.
Yeah, that's what ours is too.
I need to get like an actual large shoe rack.
You need like 3 shoe racks like stack. Or
my shoes are literally in a pile at the bottom of my closet, just getting ruined and dirty. Like there's nowhere for me to preserve. I don't even care like if it's sneakers or flip-flops that are in a random pile on the side, but just for a few pairs of sneakers that I want to preserve and keep like clean. I think I need some sort of display
system.
I
just got this new piece of furniture from the antique store in Brooklyn. I'm moving it. Do you see it behind you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm moving it over to where the bar cart is. I measured it, like, fits perfectly.
That's good.
So nice.
I think this is maturing. I'm getting rid of my bar cart.
I think bar carts just make a room look cluttered, honestly.
Yeah, I think it can be done where it's chic if you have, like, a couple of bottles.
Yeah.
But there's actually probably 30 bottles on that thing.
Yeah.
And a lot.
Some of them are, like, half empty. Some of them are, like, I'm going to keep as much as I can.
You can just have a liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to to do that or like to keep them at like it's, you know, but I don't need all that alcohol. I do not need it. I think when we were young and like just turned 21, we're like, look at me, I can drink. I need a fully stocked bar cart. Mm-hmm. I don't make drinks at home. Like if I'm having a party, sure.
Yeah.
But then I like stock that particular party and I don't need to just have a bottle of Tito's on hand all the time.
Right. I think with the bar cart, you can do it as like have one nice bottle of tequila and one nice bottle of vodka out. And that's just like,
yeah, I've never had a bar cart.
It can be done. It can be done
in a of the trend.
Strategic, cute way. But I think I've outgrown it. Like, or it's just, it isn't cute anymore for me. Like, that's where I sit to do like my Zoom calls and things. And there's fully like a stocked liquor, like, I don't know, death. Like, if someone drank all that, death.
Literally. For sure.
I can't drink all of that in my lifetime. All that stuff. So, like, behind my Zoom, like in my Zoom background, I'm like, I gotta. So I got this cabinet. I'm going to put it there.
I fantasize about one day having a wet bar in my future home.
Oh, having like a designated area. My parents have a designated like bar area in their basement. And I'm like, that makes sense. But in a small apartment, it's like, you know, not necessary.
Only so much space.
Yeah. So anyway, just developments in my apartment because I can't stop buying things, even though I don't have any space for anything anymore.
Oh, I'm the same way. You just see my closet. It's insane.
Yeah.
I have like an actual shopping addiction, I think.
Well,
I have clothes in my closet that still have tags on them, like a lot.
Same.
Could be a worse addiction.
True. Under my bed that have been under my bed for 3 years because actually more than that now because they were under my bed in my East Village apartment. And then I just slid them back under my bed when I moved and they've never come out. And that's another project for another day is to go through that and just actually get rid of it. But I watched the Brandy Melville documentary on Hulu over the weekend and I was actually so moved by it because it wasn't actually just about Brandy Melville. It was about like clothes waste and where all the unused clothing ends up and everything. And then I started getting all of these ads on TikTok for like these tank tops. Unfortunately not. I fear. I bought four shirts for $16 on TikTok Shop, but they're the basic tank top.
TikTok Shop.
I've never actually bought from TikTok Shop, so
I've never bought from it. I feel like it's like I know it's not a scam.
Yeah,
but something about it feels like a scam.
I agree. I used Apple Pay. I did not put my credit card information into that.
Yeah.
Alex and I have used that to buy like one of those big mirrors. That was our TikTok the trend.
Deal. Yeah. So we'll see. I'll give a review of my TikTok Shop shirts.
Yes, please do.
But my TikTok, I'm going through a bit of a crisis right now because TikTok is where I usually go to decompress and feel a joy. And recently, I can't even scroll through my TikTok because it's flooded with tarot card readers telling me that my soulmate is coming for me and I'm too superstitious and nervous that if I don't watch it, like, I'll sabotage it. So, I'm not kidding, though. It's not even one video that comes up. It's, like, four videos in a row and then a random TikTok Shop ad and then it's another tarot card reader. Like, I'm not getting anything else
except for this. It's because you're watching them all the way through. So, TikTok's like, oh, she likes the tarot card readers.
And I'm liking them and saving them and commenting on them.
Yeah, so you're telling TikTok that's the kind of content you want to see.
Right. Colby's the commenter that's like claiming this.
People like my comments of me
claiming. You've been caught.
It is so embarrassing.
It's probably people who listen to the podcast.
It might be, but like you have to. Well, I'm not taking my chances.
Well, have you heard from London Boy? Like, is
that? Yeah, he actually. I posted an Instagram yesterday.
Second you looked time good.
In a month.
No, it looked
crazy.
You Colby's looked so good.
I was going crazy.
I was getting worried you weren't going to post it because you were texting me.
I was getting very nervous to post it myself.
You were looking at it for too long.
He wrote back to my, but he didn't comment on it. But he wrote back like in a DM
saying what?
Thank you for the reminder, which I don't know what that means.
What was the caption?
Caption.
Sit down and yap a while.
I think reminder of you, maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Of your face. Yeah.
And then he was like, keep them coming, please, XX.
Oh, that's hot.
Wait, cute.
Yeah.
Wait, so when's he going to come to the States? Like, what's the situation?
I have no idea.
Okay, so
there's no plan.
No plan. We're just keeping him in the rotation.
Keeping him on the back burner.
For the next time you go to London?
Yeah.
Come with me in December.
Okay. Hopefully I'll gladly
will.
Hopefully I'll have a romantic interest by then. But if not,
well,
I can see him. I'll still come.
With all your claiming, maybe.
I know. My soulmate's apparently on his way.
Can you send those to me? Like, I need to
send it to you. I don't think I've ever seen a tarot card reader on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I need to start getting that content, I don't think I've ever seen it. My soulmate cannot be less on its way. I had to reset Hinge again.
Yeah, what's your update?
You were going on a date
the last time we talked.
You're right, on the podcast. I did go on a date last week
and
for the pod to know.
How did it go?
Wait,
with who?
With the guy from 10 Dates in One Night that I mentioned, I think, on our last episode. I met him a year ago.
I can't believe this was like this short of a time ago.
I know. When did we record last week? We recorded on Tuesday.
We recorded early because I was going on my trip and whatnot. Yeah. So yeah, we're kind of, it's been a minute since we've
Right. I think we recorded on Monday or Tuesday, but then I went on the date on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just doesn't need to happen again.
Yeah.
I texted the girls, honestly, within I think 40 minutes of being on that date, being like, holy fuck, how is only 40 minutes past?
I think you said it was like 43 minutes. Yeah. It felt like 3 hours.
It felt like a lifetime. No. I was like, oh my God, I need this to end.
A good date is one in which you're like, oh my God, it's already been three hours or like whatever. And you need to be like, okay, I need to reel it in.
Yeah. And he was a nice boy, but like, I am just so picky. And the things that I found wrong with him were just so like Adam Harrison coded. Absurd. They were absurd. The girls were probably like,
there are no grounds. There are no grounds for these picky complaints that you had.
You actually can't say them out loud.
I can't. It'll be really offensive.
No, and the funniest part about it is it isn't even like looks.
It's not a flaw.
It's not even like, and I think that's the easiest thing to pick apart usually.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible thing, but let's be real.
Or like if somebody like coughed wrong or something. Yeah. Like I could even get behind that if somebody like hucked a loogie or something.
Guys, they were like normal icks, I feel like.
No, they're not.
They're not normal icks.
Adam, that's crazy.
No, we're not even going to say it because...
We can't keep talking about it because it's annoying that we know and they don't and you can't say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll keep it a secret, but long story short...
One day you'll find someone that doesn't have these particular icks. I mean, let's be real though. Like I got the ick from a guy who got hit by a bike. So...
Yeah, but that's warranted.
Is it, though?
That's so not manly.
True. I mean, you could be hit by one, but just don't tell me about it.
Right.
You know? I think my eggs were warranted, but it's fine. Anyways.
Do you want to say them?
I can say the normal ones. He ordered an Aperol Spritz, and I didn't like it.
Okay.
That's like a...
You drink Aperol Spritzes all the time.
Yeah, but we're at like a cocktail bar, and I don't want like the boy I'm on a date with to order an Aperol Spritz. I don't know. It just like didn't vibe with me, I feel like.
Okay.
What was the weather?
I don't think it was like objective. Like if it was like nice and we were like sitting outside or something like that, then it would have been fine. I just did not like the order of Aperol Spritz.
And that's fair, but that's not an ick. You would be like, I cannot see him again.
Yeah, that's right? true.
But no, but that's valid. You're allowed to have like minor icks that, I think. And then it's like, okay, I can still see him again, but, and we'll laugh about this one day that he ordered an Aperol Spritz.
That was a minor one.
So that one's like, you're like, okay, continue.
The way he laughed, I didn't love.
Okay.
It was, he like laughed with like, you know, very full chest, like bent over laughs. But it was like he would like fold in half laughing. Like it was like loud theatrical laughing to the point where I was like, oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing. I need the stand.
Okay.
But anyway, I won't say the other ones because we'll spare that for this podcast.
Okay.
But just, you know, it won't happen again.
You didn't vibe. And that is fine.
Yes.
It's then, what did you do after?
After the date?
Yeah. Like how are you handling like not seeing him again? Like that's my question.
How did you say goodbye?
Oh, so...
Did you give him a pity kiss or did you just leave?
No, he was looking at me in the eye and I could tell that he was going to try to kiss me and I like immediately dove to hug him. I like literally straight up flung my head to the side of
him. That's fair.
So I hugged him goodbye. We like left off at his apartment because I was debating on walking home or taking the subway because it was in the West Village.
Uh-huh.
And so I walked him like... We were both walking in the same direction. Like his apartment was on the way to the subway. And so we got to his apartment. He was like, oh, this is me. I was like, okay, cool. Like, nice to meet you, whatever. He was like, stay in touch. Like we hugged and I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I don't think he liked me either. Like stay in touch is such a weird thing to say. Like he's clearly
sounds
not
like
interested.
He's signing an email.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that's perfect. Like he's not into me either. So we like parted ways and then I get home and he texts me and he's like, had such a great time meeting you. Like you're the cutest or something like that. And then what did he say?
If somebody called me the cutest, I would block them.
Okay, so I think that's a fair like ick for me to have.
Well, if somebody calls you cute, I don't know. I don't want to be cute.
Oh, okay. He said I had so much fun and think you're the cutest. Enjoy the rest of your week. Kissy face, like a kissy face emoji.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think Jack has ever called me cute. I feel like
cute is warranted in some ways. Like somehow, they're like, oh my God, you look so cute, but not if it's like. You're the cutest.
I feel like that's condescending somehow. Yeah. Is that terrible for me to say?
See, I think that...
Or if, does it work?
If somebody does texted me that, like, Alex also made this joke because I sent it
the
to Alex.
The other guy used to call you cute, too.
Which one? Well, I am Hillstone. Adorable.
I know. I'm not saying it in an offensive way, but...
Does it... Is it... Can I go as far as to say if it's the right person calling you cute, it's great?
No, that's what I was going to say.
Right? So, like, if it's the wrong person calling you cute, then you're not going to like it. So
I sent it to Alex and I was like, oh my God, I can't. Like, I feel bad now. And he was like, that's so funny that you got the text and you're icked out by it. Because if this guy, he like mentioned somebody else that I actually really like, sent that text, you'd be like in an Uber on the way to his apartment right now.
I think it's such like a, and it sucks, but it's like if it's the wrong person.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't match with their vibe and it's like, whoa, like that's weird.
Yeah. So this guy was honestly so nice, but just not for me.
Okay.
And that's okay.
So did like you respond to that text or like what?
Oh, of course. Like I'm the worst.
How do you handle this?
What did I say? I was like, oh my God, I had such a great time. Great to meet you. Or great to see you again, I said. And
that's
then,
good.
And then he hearted it. And then he followed me on Instagram this morning. Oh. I woke up this morning to a follow from him on Instagram.
Wait,
and
so
I was
he
like,
didn't
fuck.
Respond though?
No, he just hearted the message.
Wait, this is good news,
yeah,
I feel
I think
like.
That's good.
Yeah. But then he like followed me on Instagram today.
And but that's
it's like,
okay.
It's wait, like 6 days later.
It'll just be a way for him to regularly later. Check in.
But
maybe.
He hasn't like asked for another date. So I feel like this might be like an understanding sort of thing.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe
I think
it is.
Following that maybe he just wants to be your friend.
Yeah, we can be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Or maybe he wants like a random like fire flame emoji, which who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I feel like this is actually best case scenario.
Yeah, I think it's all good.
I mean,
it's all good in the hood.
Great. Yeah.
But that's how my dating life's going. So the answer is not great.
Well,
we also like obviously haven't heard from Hillstone. I don't think I ever will at this point.
Hillstone is canceled.
He is canceled.
He is canceled. Like, but he used to call you cute.
He did.
In your screenshots.
Yeah. And I was obsessed.
I know. Because it would make me cringe when I read that.
Okay. So we've decided it's like cute is okay.
Yeah.
But only if you like are into it.
Yeah.
Into the person.
Yeah. I don't think Jack has ever called me cute. I think he doesn't call me cute.
I think I would rather be called beautiful than anything.
He says, he'll say beautiful or pretty. Like, just,
I think I would rather be called beautiful than hot.
Yeah. Again, it's like time and place for the hot comment.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, if I'm trying to look hot, then yeah, tell me I look hot. But if I'm not, I'm like, liar.
Yeah.
Or just like, why? I don't know. It just feels wrong.
I was like Hillstone, we did the movie night that one time and I told him I thought I looked like I had gotten hit by a plane or something like that. Or I was like, oh, I was out all night last night just warning you like I look like shit. And he was like, oh, I'm sure you're still going to come and look hot or something like that. And then I showed up to
that's fine.
That's fine.
But I showed up to his apartment and I like looked like shit. And he was like, of course, you
look
still
look
hot. Look
at you, little cutie. You little
no,
cutie.
No, I would have vomited.
Ick. No, I think...
Stop.
Yeah.
When you say it like that, then yes, it's an ick, Colby.
In that context, it works. The hot comment, it works. So yeah, okay. I think for some reason, we have such an issue with cute. I think it's also like saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever said like cutie out loud.
Hillstone used to say not
maybe
cutie,
to like an animal, like a dog.
Like if I made a joke or something or if I did something funny, you'd be like, ah, oh, you're so cute.
Wow. Yeah, but like that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't say it in like, oh my God, you're such a little cutie pie.
I just want to pinch your cheeks.
Yeah.
I just want to squeeze your little cheeks at him.
Oh my God.
No, I would have vomited. Just kidding. I would have been obsessed. So,
yeah, he would have melted.
I was obsessed with him. Just kidding. Not really. But yeah. Do we have a question? Should we hard pivot?
Do you want to hear something funny that's in the DMs or in the inbox, I should say?
Yeah.
Remember we talked about sleeping bags last time?
Yeah.
Of course.
And we said, if anyone has any sleeping bag lore, send us a message.
All right, let's hear it.
Someone sent an email with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 photos of like in a sleeping bag story attached that I haven't read, but I'm going to read it now.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it says in the title or the subject, my sleeping bag experience. Hi there, Katie, Colby, and Adam. My sleeping bag experience is an interesting one and my biggest personal lore and my favorite thing to say at a party. For some context, at the time I was a junior in high school, in Maryland actually, DMV, and I was struggling with my mental health. I had very severe depression and anxiety, and it was the height of the pandemic. Naturally, my parents didn't know what to do to help me, so my therapist and my parents decided to send me somewhere called a wilderness therapy program. Now, you may have seen stories of similar places on TikTok when it's become popular for survivors of these programs to tell their stories. Since I went, many wilderness therapy programs have been shut down for mistreating their patients.
Oh, wait, that's like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I think she went to one.
My program, she did.
She went to like a reformatory school.
Yeah. My parents, my program wasn't great, but it was nowhere near as bad as others. But nevertheless, here's my story. Okay, so she arrives to the program. I'm skimming because it's very long. Mm-hmm. She arrives to the program for the first time. She's taken to the warehouse to get her gear, and this is what I'm given. 2 sets of clothes, socks, hiking boots, Crocs, a tarp, a sleeping bag, 20 feet of string, a sleeping pad, water bottles, journal, pen, sunglasses, sun hat, and a messenger bag. And if there's a photo of her strapped, I'll show you.
Oh my gosh.
Let's review some of the things they did not give me. A tent or a backpack or a stove. We would fasten ourselves using natural materials or a tarp and a string. Can you imagine?
Sounds like Adam at Boy Scouts.
No, I'm trying to picture you going out with like this.
No, I would throw myself in.
We had to make fire with sticks using a technique called bow drilling. For the backpacks, we would fasten them using a tarp and a string. So she made her own DIY backpack with a tarp and a string.
Wow.
Saving the best part for last. We had no tents. Never mind that. It was in the middle of winter and below zero about half the nights. Instead, we slept in A-frame shelters, essentially a string between 2 trees with a tarp fastened as a roof.
I will say that's kind of like how my Boy Scout camp
sounds
tents
like
were.
She's at Boy Scouts camp.
Yeah. Sis and I experienced the same thing.
You have the same trauma. You're trauma bonded.
We are.
While I'm being pretty negative throughout this email, I want to make something clear. While this experience was hard, unfavorable, and probably inhumane, it truly saved my life, and I'm grateful every day that I went.
Oh, wow. All right.
I met girls who changed the way I view the world and my life and fell back in love with being alive during my time there.
Aww.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's beautiful.
She goes, love you guys. I listen to the pod every week religiously. Adam, I hate to say it, but I think I might have one-upped your sleeping bag story.
She did, for sure.
Totally.
But I hear and support you in your traumas, and I love you. If you guys read this, thank you. All my best.
Aww.
And she sent so many pictures.
Wait, I can't wait to look at them.
No, look at this picture.
Let me see.
Oh, my God.
That's her.
Oh,
have you ever been on a flight with people with backpacks like that?
No, where do they
people
put them?
That are clearly like back going backpacking?
Oh, like across the states?
Yeah.
No, I definitely haven't.
I've seen I've seen those people and I commend them. I would.
Yeah.
Could not be me.
Anytime, honestly, in somebody's like Hinge or Tinder or whatever I'm swiping through, if I see like too much nature, I'm like, I don't know if we would go on.
Well, that was a positive sleeping bag story. I was expecting something. I mean, granted, good for you would never be me, but okay. The next question we're going to, this is actually a question.
Okay.
I think this resonates with what we've been talking about because it says advice segment, birthday party etiquette.
Oh, let's hear it.
Adam. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I absolutely love listening to the podcast every week, and I'm sorry this isn't about a specific scenario, but I was just hoping to get some advice about having/attending birthday parties as an adult from some certified experts like yourselves, especially Adam, LOL. I'm turning 24 this summer, and I'm one of the few of my friends to have been able to move out of my parents' house post-grad, so I've hosted a few gatherings, but it feels like no one has birthday parties anymore. I know this is kind of circumstantial, because who wants to throw a party in their parents' basement, but I feel a little bit weird and selfish asking my friends to come over to celebrate me. Basically, my question is, what is the best way to invite people, and what's acceptable or expected for me to provide? How do I ask slash encourage getting dressed up to a theme? How much alcohol do I provide? How many people would be driving to it? And how do I emphasize no gifts? Alternatively, if I opted for a dinner or evening out, does the hostess pay? I would feel weird asking my friends to split, but I cannot foot that big of a bill. But again, since people would be coming from all over, I would pay for a car service maybe to and from my apartment or something so we could go together. That felt very all over the place, and I know New York City vibes are different, but this central New Jersey girly would be curious to hear your opinion based on good/bad birthdays you've attended. XO.
That's such an interesting question. I feel like we talk about birthday etiquette kind of frequently.
Yeah.
I feel like people like an event, so I feel like I wouldn't feel bad about like having something for your birthday, you know?
Yeah, people like a reason to dress up.
Yeah, people like a reason to do things.
A
so like
theme
if your
would be
if
so
your
fun.
Birthday is the event, like people I think would enjoy that, you know?
Also, especially if people are coming from all over. It's an excuse for everybody to get together. People will probably be excited about seeing people that they haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
So if you go the dinner route, I don't think that you necessarily need to foot the bill, but I think that usually you should preface like how much you think it would be per person. If it is like a prefix or something.
Yeah, like the ones that we've been the most frustrated at, I feel like, have been like some prefix menu where it hasn't been explicitly stated.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's going to be like $100 a person. And my thought
is, because for us, it's all understood that the person whose birthday it is planning their birthday dinner, but everybody's treating them for their birthday just because we all do that. But in this case, it sounds like people aren't always getting together for their birthday anymore.
Yeah.
So I would be like, I reached out to this restaurant. They can accommodate us. It's a set menu for X amount per person plus whatever we drink on top of that. If you go that route. But if you did a house party, I think you could send an actual invite if you wanted people to get dressed up in a theme and then be like, I'll have some stuff for drinks, but feel free to bring anything else that you might want.
Like you might want to drink. But I also think like, to answer the first question, like people don't have birthdays anymore. We all three of us do things for our birthday.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a dinner, like we activate for all of our friends' birthdays. Not one of our friends doesn't do something.
No. Yeah. You have to celebrate.
Yeah, you should be celebrated, especially she's 24, I think. Like, come on. I'm still
24 in my brain.
Don't set that precedent because I think like when one person, it's like we do it and there's no guilt or like you don't feel bad because it's like, oh, I know. Like, we're doing something for my birthday. We're going to do something for someone else's birthday next month or whatever. It's like, you know, and no one feels bad. It's like, you want to celebrate your friend. Like, you want them to feel loved.
Also,
so,
you extend the invite and whoever doesn't want to come, like, they don't have to come.
You know? I think if you do the house party thing, though, if, like, people are drinking, is there a way, like, you could have people stay the night, like, spend the night? Or, like, maybe some people, maybe you make it kind of a smaller thing and, like, some people do. Or, but I think it's perfectly normal to, like, do a birthday dinner and then, you don't have to pay for everyone. That's crazy.
No,
I'm more so thinking like maybe there's a chance in or a world in which you pay for your own dinner, depending on your friend group. We do it so like the birthday person doesn't pay,
right?
And we all just split their meal, which I think makes a lot of sense. And we'll just like bring them a present. But that's just our friend group because I've heard different things. I've heard people say that if you, I think Tinks did a video on this. If you are having a birthday dinner, you like if you're dragging people to a specific place, you should pay for everyone.
That it was a topic of conversation in London. They all pay, like if they have a birthday dinner, they pay and bring their friends out to celebrate their birthday.
We don't do that for some reason, but I don't even think I feel so weird about that.
I wonder if it's different because we live in New York and everything here is like exorbitant. Like if we're having a dinner for 10 people, it'd be like easily over like $1,000.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Also, it's like, we love an excuse to go to dinner.
Yeah.
Just in general. Like we go out to
dinner on a weekly basis.
Just for fun. Yeah. I know, which is of course like not, that's not a thing everywhere.
Yeah, it's just the culture here.
We do. So like it'd be like, what's another dinner?
Yeah.
And for birthday dinners, we don't go anywhere like stupid, crazy expensive. And a lot of times it's a weeknight, so we're not like boozing hard.
Yeah, yeah. So the bills look not always that crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're overthinking this. Like your friends love you. They want to celebrate you. And if they don't, if they can't swing it, then they'll make up some stupid excuse.
If she throws like the house basement party in her parents' basement, she should totally make the theme like high school slumber party or something like that. And it's like everybody sleeps over.
Pajama party.
Yeah, well, no, like it'd be so fun.
She did move out of her parents. She said, I'm one of the few of my friends to have been able to move out of my parents' house. So she's hosted things at like her house. So like her basement, her house. Her friends don't, her friends like live with, their friends live at home still.
Gotcha.
And she's like, is it like, I've hosted some things, but so what she's saying is her friends haven't really like thrown parties for themselves.
Oh, okay.
Like she's like the one who's throwing all the parties and she feels weird. Oh my God, don't feel weird. I'm sure your friends fucking love that you're throwing parties. Yeah. And like, what's
especially
another one?
If they're still living at home. They probably love that they have a place to go.
What's the best way to invite people and what's acceptable / expected for me to provide?
I feel like everybody does a little party fill or whatever.
Make a group chat.
Yeah.
Or depending on how many people you're inviting. If it's just
having
like
Project X.
Like make a party full or whatever it is. Party full. Invite. Yeah, I just like for my Halloween party, I've just like made an invite and just been like, send it to your friends.
Right.
Like no guest list. Yeah. Kind of crazy. But how do I emphasize no gifts?
Just say
that. People might bring you things anyway. Right. Don't feel that I would if I heard that.
I think you should always like not show up empty-handed to something also. Yeah. Like I feel like if like, for example, like the birthday thing this weekend, it was a rooftop thing and I brought like a bottle for the birthday person.
You just
and
then, bring, like, it doesn't have to be anything like crazy. I feel like you just bring something maybe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well,
let us know what you do.
Well, I hope that you
happy birthday.
Have a birthday celebration. Yeah,
happy birthday from the Match
your
Made
crew.
Your
friends want to celebrate you. I mean, think about like think about it if like this was one of your friends that's like having this dilemma. You would tell them, oh my God, we want to celebrate you. We'll be there.
Right.
Like, you know, anyway.
Well, we need to hear what she does.
Yeah, good question though. Birthday party etiquette.
That's fun. Good I like question. That question.
All right. Well, anyway.
I think it's all we have time for, kids.
That's a wrap.
And with that, love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
My microphone is like so low, so I've been like, been like craning my neck. It slowly has gone down the whole episode. Like
it's a limp noodle.
Limp.
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.